This audio is brought to you by State Farm agent Alicia Kozacek, your location agent and good neighbor.
All right, good morning. I believe someone requested Joko first. So
yes, so the last Joko meeting, it was brought up by the board that they definitely need direction on where they're going, what they're doing, and what their purpose is. A couple of suggestions was it becomes a building facilities board. Right now there's currently 11 members of that board and 11 different opinions going on. And, you know, Commissioner Shelley, you were there, you can help. So I think we need to figure out, as electeds, what we believe their purpose is. Is that about correct?
Yeah, you know, we've got like 11 members, but typically we only have about 6-7 of the board members actually show up. You'll get your random board member that'll show up, and then their opinion needs to be pretty strong, hardly heard for a little bit, and then disappear. I think we just need to simplify it. Either take it down to like a 3 or 5 person board, maybe, and you know, right now that's a community center, basically, civic center area. I think, you know, they want a direction of, are they doing economic development, are they doing tourism, are they just going to be building managers, and I think that's kind of what we need to talk about today.
Thoughts from commissioners or members of the council? So, Mayor?
Well, my thought is we have a tourism board.
Yep.
So I really feel that they, well, it was my understanding that it was developed with economic development in mind. And tourist dollars are not just going to sustain us. I mean, we need to grow economically so that our community stays alive and thrives. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to help us with our housing problem, too, is that economic development.
One of the things we need for economic development is more housing. That's part of the, one of the critical things we need to solve first. We've had a few companies look at this area, but there's not the workforce base or housing base to support a new building. When I was first on council, you know, we had an executive director at JOCO that was, and they were pretty much focused on more economic development. We did the East Corridor study, that 3 or 4 studies, and that's how we ended up with the business park out there. That was through studies in economic development. And they saw a need and developed a need, and a lot of that was driven through the JOCO farm and not just through the council and the commission. And then when they no longer had an executive director, then the JOCO kind of pivoted. Well, they claimed, well, tourism is one of our biggest industries, so that was where they figured they'd focus on that for economic development, but that's not the only industry. And I think we need that economic development because we haven't really been pursuing that lately. We have been, the board used to do a few proposals a year for the business council for business relocation, and that was part of JOCO's work. And after the director left there, then the city staff ended up picking up some of those duties that were really not part of the city staff or economic development.
Other members of the JOCO board that have thoughts?
Well, I think our discussion has been as when JOCO and KBJ started, it was an economic, started as an economic development, and as we lost a director and we kind of migrated downsize, and now most of us feel like we're just taking care of the facility. And like Jeff said, some of the members We haven't been able to get a vice president. We have a treasurer that I believe is going to be down at the end of the month. And we would just like to, we just don't know that a joint power board is the answer to what's running it now. If they would like us to keep doing it, I believe we need to go back through our bylaws and reevaluate what we're doing. And I don't know, and the board doesn't really know, that a joint power board is the answer to what right now we feel like we're working on.
So, Tom, if you dissolve the joint powers board, who owns the real estate?
That's a very good question.
Because the impetus of the joint powers board has always been because that board owned real estate.
Yep.
If you are going to dissolve the joint powers board, who holds the real estate?
That I'm not sure that has been discussed many times as who would own Bonner Mountain, and I'm not sure where that would go. I mean, it's in the city limits, but at the same token, I mean, there was talk that half of it might be the county, half of it the city. I mean, both of you guys have contributed
and is there any progress on the Bowling Mill taking over ownership of the facility?
He is interested. We have, we've talked a little bit. We have presented and or started the process of Vincent with him over us carrying him, but at this point, I told him there would probably be more discussion in July is where we are with this.
Commissioner Shelley, Commissioner, or Mr. Mayor, so are you proposing that one of you is going to rewrite the Joint Powers Operating Agreement, which then has to be sent to the Attorney General for sign-off, or
No, I'm not proposing that. I'm not proposing we have a discussion today. Okay. Because that came up snarky, and I do apologize.
I didn't mean it before to come out that way, but...
They just want the direction. And, you know, I think the JCTA does a great job of tourism. So, you know, we're always trying to find money for Bomber. And then we spend money on tourism. You see a check for $1,400 or $1,700 here or there. So I say we don't even mess with the tourism, in my opinion. And leave it to people that have the full staffing there. And they've been doing a great job. That's one less thing that we have to worry about up there. I'm not sure how that works, Bill. If you know, you just had a meeting. I have like a 5-person group for that are facility managers and would come and report maybe quarterly to this meeting. Could you still do it that way, or
you can set your meeting up however you want, Jeff?
But would you have to dissolve the JOCO?
You set the name aside, whatever you call it. You either have to go to the Attorney General and dissolve the existing Joint Powers Board agreement that you have. You have to amend it, or you got to create some new entity, or you dissolve it and disperse the real estate and everybody goes. But it's not as easy as just saying, well, I don't like this, so this is what we're going
to
do.
I know everything has to go to the Attorney General on that. I just didn't know the proper, if we could all meet and do it.
And well, good. I'm sorry.
You can meet, and then you'll have to bring something forward. The three entities, which the town of KC, City of Buffalo, and Johnson County are the parties to, then they'll have to sign off on it. Then you would ship that to the Attorney General, who would review it and either approve it or send it back to you.
Well, right now, as it stands without Tom, I mean, that board's going to, I mean, he does everything. And he does the facility part of it. He's driving up here for these meetings, for that, for our regular meeting, meet it with Putty, go over other stuff. I mean, he is the backbone of it, honestly. And we can't even get, the treasurer, vice president, we can't get everybody to come to the meeting. So we need to get rid of some board members, try to bring in new people, shrink the numbers on the board, something to get more board involvement.
That would be an amendment, though, wouldn't it, to your...
I'd assume it would be, yeah. All right, because you'd just be changing the composition of the...
And I think that's part of the trouble we have with the board. A lot of the board members that are there, I think, were probably a lot more interested in the direction of economic development, and where that hasn't been moving forward over the time. It is, we've tried to move it a little bit, and basically we all we do for economic development now is tourism, local brochures, we do some small videos, we try to work with the chamber and JCPA and different projects, whether it's farmers market, but a lot of some of the board members I don't think right now are really moving forward with the building and how the board has been moving. So we feel like it would might be better not to get rid of that system, but maybe go back, change the bylaws, make it more workable to what we all in this group think it probably the direction we should go.
You've said a lot about tourism. Are there thoughts from our tourism folks?
Well, hopefully we're doing a good enough job that should cover it. You know, we partner with the chamber as well, and we, you know, send people to the Palmer Mountain, you know, when there's a need for that size and scope of a building. But we have two full-time employees that singularly focus on tourism, and then we have a board of currently 8 that are actively out there working, and I think we're doing a pretty good job from tourism. It feels like it. If there's some brochures or something that we have missed distribution on, then, you know, we can look at some of that stuff. If there's a need that we have missed that Joko First has picked up, we can always look at that.
So, Tom, question to you. You think that the current board would like to focus more on economic development?
I think some of them would. I think there's a direction of how to do that. I mean, I feel like that as you went down the road and moved in that, you would probably see where there would have to be some staffing changes, I mean, with what we're doing. But I brought it forward a time or two here lately, and I can't say I've gotten a great response. But in saying that, I mean, whether JCTA does it or whoever, but I mean, that marketing is saying the business park and different things and moving down the road, I'm just using those as examples. We kind of have moved away from that because of how we've been working and going, and now it's all just basically local and marketing and that, and now we feel like, I think most of us feel like we just do Bummer Mountain. And if we need to go down that road, we can. I think we need to change our structure and change the number of board members, but stay focused on the Bummer Mountain. Claudia does a good job with the tourism in Bummer Mountain, whatever we need to move forward with, but I think we all feel like that. We also have to realize that Bummer Mountain, to a point, is a form of economic development with conferences and groups and the college. And some of the, you know, we're pretty full rent-wise.
So for our 3 board members that are here, if you could structure it any way you wanted it with a specific mission, what would it be?
Is there a way to take the current number of board members, part only focuses on economic development, part focuses on facilities instead of 11 people trying to focus on economic development, 11 people trying to focus on facilities, 11 people trying to focus on... Is there a way to subcommittee these stuff out?
I think we need to go back and from input from you folks to what you'd like to see for economic development. I know we had discussion issues of duplication and direction, and maybe work with the other two entities, the chamber and JCTA, or maybe give it to one. I mean, however we want to do it. Our main priority in the last few years has been Mama Mountain, and you could do it like you did discuss.
You being on the board for the longest amount of time, and as Jeff said, you know, you're in touch with all the tentacles of that board. Do you think that something like that would work?
I think it would work. I think it would be very hard on the economic development side as far as getting a group together from that board and coming up with a clear, concise direction of the steps of moving forward and what our goals would be in the economic development part.
Put that away.
When's the next JOCO board meeting?
The 24th. And I mean, this certainly isn't something that has to be come through in a rapid scenario. I just think it's good to have this discussion, and the board does too. I'll play for discussion at the board meeting. And we do have options of changing the bylaws and work in a different direction. If that's what you know, that should move forward with.
Tom, you've been doing this 20 years.
You didn't have to say that.
We've done this discussion how many times?
Oh, yes. And but I have to say, I'm not to interrupt you, but this is the farthest we've ever got. I mean, to actually sit down and I mean, I commend all of you for your support this year and the budgets and that. And I do believe this is a good direction. I mean, I just don't know that a joint powers board is what's needed there now to move it forward.
I guess that's what I was fishing for.
Yeah.
Like, we've had this conversation so many times. We've done strategic planning workshops. We have change people on the board. We've tried a lot of things, and this is the first time we've even expanded this board. I think there were six on it when probably way back when. But I don't think there's. I heard the comment without a leader. I don't think we have somebody steering the ship. You know.
Well, I think Tom's doing a great job trying to.
But as far as economic development, yeah. Someone who specializes in that and has a vision for that.
We don't have anybody. I mean, that's part of the attendance problem, I think, that comes, you know. Because if you looked at it, I don't know, in the last 5-8 months, have we accomplished anything at this meetings, at our JOCO meetings? It doesn't seem like a lot.
A good building. I mean, it just seems like we look at the building, and that's great, and
yeah.
I think Tom has his hands full trying to just keep all the players talking and trying, it's like herding cats, you know, trying to get them all together. But without direction, I don't know that we can afford to hire economic development but a director, but back to when we did hire one, I think it was we thought we couldn't afford not to.
So I'm gonna just throw a wild idea out there because the thought of building management by committee sounds about as ineffective as could be. Is it something that potentially the Civic Center and the tenants that are there should be basically run as a department with a department head, and there should the JOCO First, which is an economic development joint powers board, remove itself from facilities management and focus strictly and strategically on economic development. And whether that's run as a city department or a county department, and there's an MOU in place between the entities that says it's 50-50 cost share on the expenses, or is it something that becomes a city department and the county becomes responsible for the wool and milk? I'm just throwing that out there for you to think about, because what I keep hearing is regurgitated is, we hate the Joint Powers Board, we hate the setup, but we'll just remake the Joint Powers Board. So I just throw that out as a radical idea. I'm not advocating it one way or the other, but I do think, so you shrink a building management committee from 11 people to 5 people, you still have one person who is forced to make all the decisions and do all the work. And I think building management by a committee really sounds ineffective. So there's my piece on that, and I just look forward to hearing what you guys believe was the path forward.
So I agree with you on that, and my thought was, if it's just facilities management, who owns the building? And then would the county like to buy it for a dollar?
You know, we got that deeded to us with us not even knowing. So I don't know where.
Plus, we do own it.
With you. So, and I think in the amicable divorce, we'll take the kids, you get the house.
That's amicable.
Income from Auburn Mountain and from Metal Bowl could be reallocated to pay for a facilities manager to possibly pay for Claudia's salary, or somehow they could hire a person that way, but as a sub, and then the Joint Powers Board would just be a smaller board to oversee those bigger operations and maybe model it after the.
But isn't that what's happening right now?
Yeah.
The Mountain Metal Bowl rent and the subsidies from the city.
But somehow, to cover the building, and then JOCO, the 1% funds we give to JOCO would go, and the city and county would go towards economic development. It's a different, where the building would pay for itself, but the economic development would be paid for with the current funds we're giving.
Claudia might be able to answer.
Claudia, does the building pay for itself?
I don't think it does.
Not yet, 100%. We have an income of $106,000 a year, and then we have maintenance and repair, and we have myself.
So what is the cost to run that building?
It was running around $100,000, is what Rick said at the time, to have it running. So, but I think it was something.
Let's just keep the lights on and the doors open. Okay, well, I've got to keep us moving so we can get everybody out of here on time. Is there anything for the good of the order? Certainly, I remind everybody you're welcome to go to the JOCO First Board meeting on the 24th to share your thoughts or listen to the continuation of the discussion. So anything?
What time is that meeting?
5:30.
5:30?
Yeah. Okay, the Criminal Justice Center Memorandum of Understanding was a carryover from last month. Julie, I understand you and Becky have been talking.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Very positive.
Yeah, so actually, as I look through this, I quickly went through the bills that we pay. You guys pay and then give us a bill for, and then we pay some and give them to you guys to reimburse. reverse or we split. What I quickly find out is that I think the MOU is actually, when you look at the MOU, the purpose of it was to memorialize the agreement entered into in the summer of 2009 between Buffalo and the county regarding payment of the city's debt to the county for construction of the new criminal justice center. Since that pays off in, we have two payments left, I don't know that we need another MOU. But you then go to the joint powers agreement for this justice center, and it talks about the old building and the new building and the relationship between the sheriff and the chief of police. And so as you look through this, anything in the new building is 8218 unless the sheriff and the chief decide that it should be some other agreement. So you can see that that's probably happened with the janitorial, the Digitech stuff, some of those agreements. The 50-50s look like they're just supplies, things that we're saying, okay, we're going to get a couple of cases of paper and we're going to split that 50-50. Those that I have in pink, I feel these are bills that came over from the old building. And in the MOU, I think it is, or maybe it's in the joint powers board agreement. Anyway, it says any of those bills on that old building will be split 50-50 until the building's torn down. Well, that happened how many years ago?
Yeah.
And I think this is an error on the city's part where we've just been doing the 50-50 split. However, in talking with Garth Nicholas, who kind of has walked us through some of this, and visiting with Becky, I think that some of these maybe only apply, I call it the front half of the building, the part where the sheriff's officers are, and it doesn't include the jail. So some of these bills are only used, and we would need to confirm this with them, that it's not paying for example, the mops, the mats, and the air freshener. I think you have deliveries on the backside that affect the jail, and Becky's paying those bills and all that, and the ones we get on the front side, it's probably fair to keep them as a 50-50 split. So having said that, then the joint powers agreement probably is fine, you know, with some of that. Now, as I started asking and talked with the chief, and he called the sheriff, and they were talking a little bit, and it was, if you guys are going to make changes to this, you need to have us at the table. Which, yes, we do, and that's where we were headed with this, to that meeting.
Yep.
Is it today's meeting? No, when do you have that joint powers?
Yeah,
it is today.
1:30 today.
Okay. I mean, so we could have this discussion with them, I mean, if we want to do it, but do you feel we started down the path of looking at the MOU. I think the MOU goes away because of the purpose. It was just to talk about the debt that we had to the county, and in 2 years.
It's rescinded and done.
Yeah, so it really focuses on the joint powers board agreement. And while it felt like we had so many different splits, when we actually sat down and looked at this, and you can see, it looks, Becky's doing a great job of just walking us down the 8218, and if there's a reason for it not to be, she's finding out, you know, what agreement was made. We didn't ever find, like with Digitex, we didn't find a contract or anything between the sheriff and the chief saying this is why we're going to split it this way, but maybe that will come out of the discussion.
So there's a hope then that there's an IT agreement between the sheriff and the chief of police. Is that what you're...
Well...
Because there's an umbrella agreement between the county and Digitex to cover all of the county facilities.
Okay. And I don't know where the 75-25 came in. I think the 50-50 ones look like they're just supplies.
I think that the 75-25 on Digitex came from a Jim Hicks and Mike Johnson gentleman's handshake agreement. When that initial agreement was put in place.
So then I think we need something official so that, you know, for the Beckys and for the Julies and Deanne's, so we know why we're paying it that way. Same thing with the janitorial.
That'd be great.
And is that just by how many? Is that just for that front half, what I call the front half of the building? And I think you guys have one more office with the county than, I don't know. The 8218 came from the percent of square footage that dispatch and our officers occupy in the building. So then when it went to 7525, was that because, well, she's just, or whoever is just cleaning this part of the building and you have one more office, so we're going to, I don't know how that came about.
Oh,
but
I do think, Julie, that after they got in the building, there was a realization that the police department uses more than just their desks. Take, for example, the conference meeting space that is adjacent to dispatch.
Right.
So that wasn't contemplated in the agreement we were. So the footprint, actually, when they got in there and figured out, it was like, oh, they use the gym, they use the bathrooms, they, not just the, this, they have two desks here and a dispatch area there. That's all we're going to pay for.
Right. And if, I mean, we're lucky we got the joint powers agreement because it was contentious at the time. I remember commissioners and council members, you know, very red in the face as we walked through this, but we did finally agree to something, and so maybe now, how are 15 years later, 16 years later, it's time to...
Julie did. We talked about that day, was the receptionist in that building that we've been paying 50-50. We talked about how those duties have changed to mainly be the assistant to the police chief. Is that what I understood?
Yeah, so other than Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, the calls come in and they all go and they're routed. Now, I think there's some talk about, and that's why it was a 50-50 split way back when. That person was just answering the phone and routing the calls where they needed to go. And
meeting all the people up front, no matter who they were there for.
Right.
Reception.
And now I understand, and we'll have these conversations, I think, with the chief and with the sheriff, you know, on what to do with that. The city did implement a pay scale, and it did raise the wage of that one, and so it has thrown the county's budget portion of this off in that budget because you weren't anticipating that at the time. And I apologize for not bringing that to you. As we implemented that skip, it did cause some flags on your end saying, why are we exceeding our budget? So, will we have this discussion today? Are we having a different lunch? We have some time before the MOU runs out, but...
I definitely think, Julie, you can start today. They have to approve their budget for department of audit today, so
okay.
That's their big responsibility, and occasionally the chief and the sheriff don't attend, so...
Oh.
Which is unfortunate, so we'll see.
Especially when they want to be at the table when we talk about this. So if you let me know if you want us there or if we should come to the next quarter.
I'll shoot you a text so you know.
Do they have the time? I mean, at today's meeting, if they're doing their budget.
It's scheduled tight.
Yeah.
But regardless of the MOU, they need to be there and at the table because that's when they point out deficiencies in the building.
So they should be there.
Yes. They are a representative. All right. It looks like also someone had requested Bomber Mountain. Do we need to belabor that topic further or are we good? Okay, special purpose tax. I added this, the Johnson County Library Board is going to ask the commissioners to place on the ballot a special purpose tax for the Casey Library. They are finalizing their building costs, and so when we have a concrete number from them, Mr. Craigo will write the resolution. And they'll begin the process of going to the town of Casey and the city of Buffalo to put that on there. Has the city pursued any thoughts on street projects or anything that they may consider for special use taxes?
So I did write our resolution, and then I was waiting on an estimate from an engineer on the ABCD streets. First of all, do you have a ballpark figure on the Casey Library project?
I think their initial engineer's estimate was $2.5 million. The commissioners are going to provide $500,000 of that. They have since been asked to go back and simplify their design, lower roof lines for energy efficiency. So we anticipate that's going to come in. So I don't anticipate anything probably north of $2 million on that request. There potentially could be a road and bridge project and also potentially something out of the fairgrounds as well. But at this point, this is what we've heard of what's going to move.
Okay, so I got the engineer's estimate last night. We cannot afford to do ABCD streets. If we did those and the direction was give us a price on or an estimate on that, plus Hogerson, where it crosses, and Hart, where it crosses, as long as we were going to touch all of those. If you want concrete, it's $29,700,000. If you want asphalt, it's $24,700,000. So I wrote this resolution this morning, then changed it to just include maybe Carrington is $8.3 million for concrete or $6.9 for asphalt. I mean, that's just a big street. And this is going from Fort Street to Mathers. I understand that that's a tough or a bad street, but it is so wide, so it makes it expensive. Burritt is probably in the worst shape of all of them. If we would just put Burritt on, then we would have, well, the South Burritt is 10 years old. So you would have relatively, that would be one of our newest streets all the way through town, from one end to the other. I wrote this one with Burritt and Carrington both in here at $11.5 million, which kind of gets to be a big ballot question. Council needs to probably decide which direction we're going to go before we would pass this resolution. Keep in mind, though, that we have $1 million as seed money towards this. So we could, and that would allow us to get started, too, as the money was raised. But I can give you guys an example of what our seed looks like. This is with the placeholder of Burritt and Carrington in it. And I'll also let you see the lovely estimates.
You can be an estimate of it.
That will be on this one.
Julie, would you guys contemplate on Carrington putting the median back in the middle of it to cut down on the amount of concrete or asphalt, which would create green space and also then require less road maintenance?
Putting more maintenance.
Well, lawnmowers are cheap compared to road graders.
It's finding the people. But I'm sure conversations could be had. That is a favorite street of our fire chief. You know, it's nice and wide. You can bring trucks every direction, but it's maybe, it's very wide.
We do not. The center islands end at 300 block. And when the original city was laid out, I believe that White Street was set that way so they could exercise the troops from Fort McKinney.
And also, I heard it's for run railroad spur down the middle too.
The streetcar happened.
Yeah, and this one, I think. It's probably higher than the square footage price, because that has all been put in 25 years ago or something that had all new water and sewer and rebuilt, so that would just be surfacing. That road would potentially be cheaper. Yeah, but the carriage convert, those need water,
well,
sewer,
so
paint, everything.
I don't know that you have the details, you just have a total. So
yeah.
I wouldn't necessarily.
Late 90s when they told her we get dismissed. So it should, it's newer infrastructure than that other three.
All right, so but the city is seriously considering
a portion for. I had thought maybe we could do like Brit and then Hoberston and Hart. That cheapens it up a little bit. But if we're not going to go across all the way, A, B, C, D, then that's probably not the time to do both. And we could just stick with one street.
Any discussion for members of the council or commission on special purpose tax?
Is there a deadline?
Madam Clerk, when do you have to have it?
Before next meeting?
Yeah, I have to look at that date exactly. You knew the date at our last meeting.
I believe it's like the 19th of July. You must have your signed resolutions
right
to the clerk, so she has that.
I was trying to look up that exact date just right now.
And we got a form last month to have that spreadsheet out.
It's looming.
I don't know if we have time to get it done at our next city county breakfast. We have to probably get it done before then.
Your files.
So, and again, we would need our resolution passed by the county, and then it has to be 50% of the governing body, so obviously it'd be the city.
And basically, even if there's three or four projects, it's only one-sixth penny that would be split between all city and county projects. We can't have more than 1%, can we?
No, a special purpose tax of 1%.
So are we still entertaining the idea of writing it the way Cheyenne had done theirs with the yes or no for each option? I say yes.
My understanding is, yeah, if you guys have your question and we have ours, it appears as a buffet.
Okay.
Because they're not tied together.
I just want to make sure we're going down the same path so we don't get to the end and say, well, it's $29 million, because we wrapped them all together and it's one question for $29 million.
All right, we have hit the point. Is there any public comment? All right, anything for the good of the order? Commissioner Shelley.
I know, and I just want to give a switch hat for a second. Just for the city council, there was a couple questions on the swimming pool for the four hours. And that has been addressed, that there will not be just sitting around. It is working. If you're not working, then you will not get your 4 hours. So there's a couple people talking about that, and why I have you guys all here, I figured we'd address it real quick.
Councilman Madsen, anything?
I don't have anything additional.
No, I don't either.
Mr.
Mayor?
Yep. Councilman Camino. Clerk Camino.
No, thank
you. Commissioner's Assistant Kenyon.
Good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I think I introduced her.
Well, we thought you'd already met her.
I did,
Councilman. Yeah. Just as a reminder, 19th, 6 o'clock, with members of the Joint Appropriations Committee, there is an email in everyone's inbox. Please let me know if you cannot attend.
Okay, I cannot attend.
Okay, no mayor, no.
I will not attend.
Okay. Thank you to Jackie for picking up Representative Sherwood. It's just important that we have a good showing so that if they have questions about what does the veterans home mean to this community, what's wrong with the current domiciliary, that you're there and able to answer them. So please make the effort. We need to be on offense on this.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, where advanced dental technology meets compassionate, patient-centered care.